Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Matt Kramer Show, broadcasting live from Anaheim, California. I hope you all enjoyed my last episode. It was a special on Memorial Day, and I gave you a little glimpse of what the type of religious and faith type writing that I do on Facebook. And of course, the last one was for the veterans, called The Axis of Evil versus The Axis of Righteousness, Axis of the Spirit. So if you did not get that episode, it is now archived. You can go see that for yesterday's broadcast, yesterday's episode. Also, you can go to my Facebook and look it up there also. Today, I'm not going to do any special sermons or anything. I just want to go through the news very quickly. But if you choose to call in for a spiritual question, please dial the number 347-884-8739. And I'll answer any and all questions that you may have this morning. Let's go to Google News and see what is going on in the world. If you like any kind of lunch meat or any meat that's packaged, there's a brand of that called Smithfield, and it says one of the top stories here now is Smithfield meats, deli meats, to be sold to Chinese meat processor. Interesting. $4.7 billion. Representative Michelle Bachmann, who was a presidential candidate last year, 2 years ago, says she won't run for re-election. She's going to stop her term this year as representative of the House in Washington. So pray for Ms. Michelle Bachmann as she moves on from her duties. And hopefully she keeps to the faith. She's a faithful person. She's a Christian. She was kind of made a, there was a story about her faith and her stance on certain political issues a couple of years ago when Obama was running. And after some time, Michelle Bachmann ousted out of the race. So it went from 3 people to 2 people, and that was Romney and Mr. Obama, President Obama. So, drone strike kills two Pakistani Taliban tacticians. Top Pakistani Taliban tactician. Wow, that's what officials say from London, New York Times, London. So, those drones are working, and we don't want to see any innocent people killed. We just want to, the United States military wants to terminate any and all terrorist organizations. Even though it is a sin to kill people, primarily, but we have to protect our people. And they say that if you, the Bible actually does say that if you kill someone, you will be killed. It's actually from the Old Testament. But it also says at the same time, thou shalt not kill. So there's a kind of, it's not a contradiction. People say it's a contradiction in the Bible, but it's not. It's just the way the Levitical law was put in when Moses brought the people out from Egypt, the Israeli people out of Egypt. Anyway, okay. Jennifer Lopez being a little flashy in sex on Britain's Got Talent. Not good. Not good. Okay. In the world. Let's do the world now. No callers. Okay. Are there scientific reasons to oppose gay marriage? Interesting question. Answer, no. There are no scientific reasons to oppose gay marriage. There are spiritual reasons to oppose gay marriage. And I think that's kind of obvious. You look in the Bible, and it says, you shall not sleep with anyone of the same gender or the same sex. Period. That's not scientific. That's spiritual. Now, some scientists may want to look into the brain of a heterosexual person and then a homosexual person to see the difference. And that is interesting. But to answer the question, are there scientific reasons to oppose gay marriage? I don't think so. But that is from The Guardian. From the UK and from France. An Al-Qaeda letter found in an abandoned building at Mali, indicates the extremist group was paid $1.1 million to release Canadian diplomats Robert Fowler and Louis Gouet, 2009. Who's responsible for that? The president? Could be. I'm sure there's going to be more of that story. CBC Canada, I think the CBC Canada. CBC.ca, I think that's Canada. Anyway, U.S. officials to update repair work on Bay Bridge. Oh, new eastern span of San Francisco Oakland Bay Bridge has another bolt problem. This one involving the bicycle path. Put a helmet on! That's what Brad Stein was. Brad signs a Christian community. Put a helmet on. Moms are top or solo breadwinner in 40% of households, says he. Moms are the top or sole breadwinner of 40% of households in America, record high rate, according to a new study. The research by the Pew Research Center released Wednesday is based on analysis of census data. There's a crash in Newport Beach. Hey, I work down there. What's going on down there? No wonder we should have taken out those people who wanted to buy a beer. It was probably drunk times. Who knows? LA Times. Grief and shock spread across Irvine on Tuesday as news spread about the deaths of five teenagers involved in a solo car crash in Newport Beach on Memorial Day. Okay, let's go to this article. I want to see if drunk driving was involved. And I think it was. I think. There are no worse. There's a quote from Irvine Unified School District Superintendent Terry Walker. Irvine University High Schools. Speeding. Speeding was involved. I wonder if drunkenness was involved also. I'm reading the article about this. five teenagers dying. It's sad to read about this. It doesn't say whether drunk driving was involved. Okay, here we go. According to Orange County court records, and Abdulrahman M. Ayayan was cited by the Irvine Police Department last month for improperly modifying a car's exhaust system and violating his provisional driver's license. Oh, okay. Police would not confirm whether it was the same person who was driving Infiniti that crashed. So no drunk driving was involved in this one, but speeding was. And that's almost as bad. So, you can speed and not be drunk, or you can be drunk and also speed, which is, I think, is a little worse. So, hey, people, don't drink and drive. Don't speed around places, beaches, residential areas, whatever. And that goes for Justin Bieber, too. There's a story going around now that Keyshawn Johnson from the NFL has confronted Justin Drew Bieber for speeding in the Calabasas area of Los Angeles. Hey, Bieber, no need for speed, okay? Be careful. Don't get yourself killed. Please, keep your tour going. Yes? Business. Let's go on to a business. So, L.A. Times, that article, L.A. Times, it's under L.A. now, California, this just in. You can find that article about the five teenage deaths on L.A. Times. Anyway, let's go to business, and I got a lot. And no colors. Business, U.S. accuses currency exchange of laundering $6 billion. Wow, New York. Sprint and SoftBank Inc. key security pact with USA. SoftBank's proposed $20.1 billion takeover of Sprint cleared a key regulatory hurdle on Wednesday after reaching a national security agreement that gives the U.S. Swiss to let banks lift secrecy in U.S. Switzerland took its strike yesterday to end the long-running tax evasion dispute with the United States group, with the government's announcement that it plans to let banks skirt the country's strict client secrecy laws. Markets lower as stimulus worries continue. A. Wall Street opened lower Wednesday in price. Wall Street down. Down Dutch show, something. Joining European markets as investors continue to question the longevity of the Federal Reserve stimulus program. Hey, Obama's most definitely involved in that. If he's not involved in that $1.1 million, well, that's Canadian. That's all Canada. That's nothing to do. I apologize. That's nothing to do with President Obama. But the Prime Minister of Canada, whoever he may be, I'm sure was involved in that, or someone in his party was involved in that. Hey, we don't negotiate with terrorists. I don't care if you're American or Canadian or British or whatever. We do not negotiate with terrorists. That's a policy. So, Obama, quit allowing worry to go through the minds of the people who are trying to save their business. Please. Okay? Technology. Apple chief incredibly interested in wearables. What? Facebook pledges to crack down on hate speech. Hey, that's a good idea. That is a good idea, people. Keep it up. 2014 GMC Sierra Denali claims top towing of £12,000. Wow. Surface Pro arrives in Japan with more memory designer covers. Entertainment. LA Kings announcer. Hey, Keyshawn Bieber, right there. Wow. The Voice recap, Adam Levine, or Levine, left with one contestant after eliminations. Larry King, the Lox talk show on the Russian news channel. Good luck with that, Mr. King. Larry King is going to be 80 this year. Wow. Congratulations on that. Sports. Azarenka advances to French Open second round. Radwanska win. Those are not Australian people. Those are not French people. They sound like Russian names. Right? Australian Open champion Victoria Azarenka won her delayed opening match at the French Open as fourth seed Agnieszka Radwanska and David Ferrer moved into the third round in straight sets. Pacers win, but flops and fouls rule game four. But I missed that game. Hockey, Kings knock off Sharks in game seven. Baseball, Mariano Rivera, saluted by Mets, blows save in one loss. Wow. Science, why you might not be seeing many 17-year-old brood to Kikada. Huh? From the Atlantic Cities, wasn't the East Coast supposed to be up to their soft palates at 17-year brood to Kikadas by now? It would seem that way given the alarm bells that have been clanging as far back as early April. Okay, if you're a scientist, you can read all that. I'm not reading that. Nuking dangerous asteroids might be the best protection, experts say. If a dangerous asteroid appears to be on a collision course for Earth, one option is to send a spacecraft to destroy it with a nuclear warhead. That sounds for a movie, okay? Like an Armageddon 2 with Bruce Willis and the whole crew. Health. More kids accidentally ingesting marijuana following new drug policies. What? At least 18 states allow medical marijuana, and the likelihood that more kids will encounter it at home only increases with Colorado and Washington's recent legalization of recreational marijuana. Wow. More kids accidentally ingesting. Accidentally? Are you kidding me? No one accidentally ingests marijuana. You shouldn't be ingesting it. You shouldn't even be smoking it. How about that? Okay? Oh, gosh. 10 minutes more of this craziness. WHO, whatever that means, calls Middle Eastern virus MERS threat to the entire world as death toll. But three people have died in a deadly new SARS-like virus, taking the total death toll to 27. Terrible people. We got a new virus out there called MERS. MERS. The unnamed victims were from the Saudi Arabia and died in the country's eastern region. Terrible. Okay. Well, that's the top stories, folks. And that's just one whole page. Huh? Joe Bachman, Edward Golson, Baltimore, California, World, U.S., Business, Technology, Entertainment, Sports, Science, Health, and Spotlight. Well, in the last 9 minutes of this news reel of a show, Locked Up Radio, Matt Kramer. So I hope you all had a nice holiday weekend. Everyone's back to work. Everyone's back to school. And high schools, I'm sure right now, here, especially here in California, are getting ready for graduation next month, which is, I don't know, but I can look it up. Look for my old high school, Lower High School. Lower High School. Here we go. Graduation for Lower High School in Anaheim is. Let's go to June. June 11th? No, I know exams. How about June 12th? Nope. April, May, June. When's graduation? When is the stinking graduation? It doesn't say. Let me see. Google. Got it. Back. Search. There we go. Loera High School graduation. 2013. Here we go. Graduation day. It doesn't say when the graduation is. Gives your bell schedule, all this stuff. Okay, anyway, if you're a lower high school graduate this year, you should know when your graduation is. I can't find it. There's a calendar. Wow, June 1st, June 2nd, 3rd. I think it's either the 11th or the 12th. It has to be one of those 2 days. September. Wow, you are really outdated, aren't you? Well, it's still May. We got 2 more days of May. Okay. That could be why. But anyway, graduation is coming soon, as I said. So if you're graduating this year, congratulations to all the graduates this year. And I hope you have a wonderful summer. Stay sober. You know, drink and drive. Go to church on Sundays, people. Okay? And I think that's all the time I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this little show about the comedy of the news. Again, just jot this down next time you want to call in for the show. 347-884-8739. 347-884-8739. Jot down that number for the next time I will be on this show. I may not be here tomorrow. I have a plan tomorrow to go to Los Angeles to visit the Hollywood Boulevard area. And I'll tell you how it went next week, when that day comes. Okay? So, thank you for listening in, and have a wonderful day.